This is the spoiler-filled review of Ride Along 2. If you have not watched this movie, you should not listen to this review at all. I'm going to spoil the crap out of it. You have been fairly warned. So let's get into it. There's a couple of good things about this movie in general. Kevin Hart's hilarious, I can say that. He has the same stick that he normally has, which is the slapstick humor. And if you watched Ride Along 1, it feels a lot like that, but you add on a little bit more to it. So you have both Kevin Hart and Ice Cube doing the same antics as before. It feels cool. It's one of those movies where it doesn't disappoint you in the thought process of the trailer. So if you see the trailer, you kind of know exactly what's happening in the movie itself. So it's not really too many big surprises. The trailer actually gave part of the ending away, which was the whole shooting the guy in the chest, which is Benjamin Bratt. So he's actually a compelling bad guy. I actually liked him as a bad guy. He felt very charismatic, and your movie's only as good as your bad guy, which he is okay as a bad guy, to be honest. But ultimately, the movie itself wasn't the best. It's one of those things where if you love Kevin Hart, you definitely should go watch it. But if you're looking for a comedy, it would have you laugh. But at the same time, it's very cliched. Very, very cliched. There's nothing new about this movie. And there's even some scenes where he does the whole GTA interface thing, which kind of reminds you of the first one, where he does the Call of Duty interface thing as well. So it's a different mode of he going into his video game mode. So it seems all right, but it's a drawback. It really is a drawback. But continuing good stuff for it, people that actually stood out to me was Ken Jeong. He was funny. He wasn't as funny as I thought he'll be, but he is funny nonetheless. There's a lot of scenes in there where he'll make you laugh, and you enjoy it quite a bit. And Olivia Munn, she had a couple of good parts in this as well. I wish they had more of them. But it's just one of those movies where, unfortunately, you needed more to draw. This is one of those things where there's not much to go on. There really isn't much to go on. But if you love the previous movies, then you'll love this one as well. For me, I will give this a low score, to be honest. It was entertaining, but at the same time, if I had to choose another comedy, I'll go for another comedy. There's more bad in this movie than good. And that's not all that great. So hopefully, there's probably going to be like a part three. Hopefully in part three, they revamp the whole thing, and they try to do something that's better than this one. Because unfortunately, from part one to part two, there's not much going on. So you have where Kevin Hart is still trying to prove himself to Ice Cube. Ice Cube is still trying to break him apart from the sister, kind of. But this one, he kind of warms up to him a little bit. And I've noticed folks online has mentioned the chemistry between Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. The chemistry is all right. There's not too much chemistry, but at the same time, I want to say that they had no chemistry whatsoever. Because you can see that he does warm up to him a little bit, that they do have funny moments between both of them, but at the same time, it felt slightly weird for some kind of reason. But it could be the whole process of him trying to do the same rehashment of, oh, we're going to prove to you that you're not worth the marrying my sister. But eventually he does warm up and say, all right, you're okay, you could be in the family, you're good to go. So for me, if I had to choose to go see this movie or not go to see this movie, I would definitely tell you to wait to matinee. Yeah, go see it in matinee. If you really want to see Kevin Hart, see it in matinee prices. You wouldn't spend too much, and you won't be too mad, and you'll be fine. But if you like seeing comedies, then I say stick away from it. It's okay if you don't. Unfortunately, this is not one movie that's worth a regular ticket price, unfortunately. So, yeah, that's my review of Ride Along 2. hopefully you like this audio version of my review. It sounds, I like this better. I originally was going to do a video form of it, but that takes too much time to edit, and I like this talking. It's just regular, so it feels like you're just talking to me, and I'm just giving you my mindset on this movie. So I'll continue more. I'm going to do a Dirty Grandpa review. It's going to be crazy. So get this out. You probably get that tomorrow. So yeah, I'm DC, and this has been a Bring On Reviews review. I'm out.